Spring is when a young man's fancy turns to love, and the woman has to do all the planning for the wedding.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I know. Been down that road. What do you got going on?
We have got a mini bridal expo, as we're calling it. We have got vendors, mostly local vendors, coming in. Anywhere from cakes, flowers, photography, spa and salon. And we also have fashions from white gown, black dress that are going to be featured.
I mean, obviously, this is the time of year for something like this, but why take the leap? Why do something like this at a very non-traditional place to do it, quite honestly? But what was the thinking there?
Well, because it's something fun for the community, something interesting, something that we don't usually do. So we figured we'd throw that in the mix and see what the reaction would be.
Well, a lot of people know the Shaft as a place where they've probably done some planning for it, or they may have a reception or something there. But this is an opportunity also to kind of show the place off a little bit in terms of maybe some folks that maybe you've never even been there, right?
Absolutely. And I do know that several years ago, there were fashion shows there and there were events like this. But as of recent, things like that haven't been happening. So we're going to try to bring that back.
So just kind of see how things go, and
absolutely,
if this works out well, who knows? Maybe you'll get Walt in a tux next year.
well, it maybe. Could happen.
I look pretty good in a tux, actually. So, but anyway, what is the plan? What else is, it sounds like sort of the usual things, but you've got a lot there for people to check out, right?
We certainly do. We've got several girls that are going to be walking around as live models. With
yourself included.
Myself included, wearing beautiful wedding dresses. We have our full menu, of course, available, mm-hmm, but we also have a special bridal type menu featuring salads and a little lighter fare, drink specials, mimosas, cosmos. Can't go wrong with cosmos.
Oh boy, can you feel the estrogen from here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man,
salads and cosmos.
When is this running? When is this happening?
This is happening next Thursday the 9th from 11 to 3 p.m.
And those, by the way, are the new smoke-free hours.
Absolutely.
How's that going?
Great. Got a lot of positive feedback.
Kind of curious because we've been running the ads on that and it's seems like it's working.
It is. It is. We've got a lot of new people coming in, checking it out.
Christy's here from the Shaft. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the event that is this coming Thursday, starting at 11 o'clock. And again, if you missed who knows, maybe someone popped the question between, have you ever had a proposal there? Has anybody ever proposed anyone in the Shaft? Maybe we can entice someone to pull a first time if that didn't happen yet.
We've had some really interesting bachelor, bachelorette parties, but I don't know about any proposals.
Boy, the response from the business community views me. Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was very, very excited about everybody who was willing to participate.
And like she said, I mean, photographers, entertainment, gowns, the tuxes, the transportation. You really got it all covered.
We sure do.
Now, the other side of this is there is also a fundraising element involved, and I want to cover that real quick with this, because even if you're not getting hitched, you can still be a part of this and help out.
Yes, you can. We have got several of the businesses that are donating gift certificates or gift baskets or whatever they'd like to donate. And we're having a raffle, and all of the proceeds from the raffle are being donated to the Women's Center.
The thing that I find interesting about it is when you're doing it, from 11 to 3 on a Thursday, but it's a great opportunity for somebody that may be involved with a wedding that can't make it on a weekend or whatever to what we'd call the traditional wedding fairs, right?
Right.
Was that the thought behind doing the time?
We wanted to get something on a weekday because there's a lot of like brides who maybe on their lunch hour or maybe, you know, they're very busy on the weekends. They've got things to do. We just thought that having it on a weekday would open up the opportunity to a lot of people that might not be able to make it in on a weekend.
If this goes well, would this be an annual event?
It could possibly be.
Okay. And what are some of the other things you are thinking of cooking up since we got you here?
Well,
you talked a lot about the past. Are you looking to relive some of those things?
We're starting to get back into some of the things that we used to do. We are also this month going to be having a spring fashion show for all ages.
Are you a model, Mark?
Looks like Mark might want a model.
No, I think you probably want people to show up to that event. So, and it, really different. I mean, now you talked about things that happened in the past, and I know that you know, things evolve and you get away from doing things. Why jump back in like this?
Because we have a fantastic facility that can be used for so many different events. So we want to get back to doing that, not just having it as a, you know, a bar or a lunch place. We want to utilize the entire space. We have tons of space. We have unlimited opportunity. And we want to start using it as such.
So the bridal fair, a week from yesterday, it's coming up on this Thursday. You'll be hearing a lot about it here. And it runs when to when to when?
The mini bridal expo runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And again, JT Shaft. And like we always say, you don't need the address. You know where it's at.
That's right.
So there you have it. Regular menu that day and a couple of specials for you.
Yes, we do. We have the full menu and a mini bridal menu.
And a separate area for Walt to eat the nachos away from all the wedding
house.
I thought you were going there for the mimosas and salad.
I'm watching my girlish figure.
Fit a tiara on him. Anyway, Christy, thanks for coming in this morning, letting everybody know about it. It's an opportunity to get out of the office a little early this upcoming Thursday and have a chance, especially if you or someone you know is getting hitched.
That's right.
What an opportunity to find out more about some of the services in our community.
And just before we cut you loose here, it is the bridal fair, but you grooms, you better figure it out now. Okay? You better figure it out now. If she's going, you better be going.
You should go.
You this better is a be going.
Good opportunity. You need to get your feet wet. Learn about all the wedding stuff. Get
Even
in there.
If you're not involved in the planning, which can be a very brilliant move on the behalf of the young ladies out there. And, you know, we use the term young ladies. This is for anybody getting hitched.
Yes,
I mean, maybe you're renewing your vows after 40 years. Why not?
Absolutely.
Make a weekend of it. Make a Thursday of it. Great to see you.
Thank you very much.